Grayling, who is the cabinet minister responsible, and unfortunately he couldn't do any interviews at all because he was in Qatar. And apparently the reason he was in Qatar is because we need to do some trade deals with Qatar. And I have to say, if that is the rationale, do not send Chris Grayling to Qatar. He is the worst cabinet minister in the whole of the cabinet, a very highly contested prize. And I just think more people don't hate him because they don't know who he is. I think they think he's Ian Duncan Smith turned up to 110%. But if they knew who he was... So, for example, he was Minister for Justice, and he introduced everybody in the whole prison system to a completely new feeling that they never had before, which was being pleased to see Michael Gove. I don't hold out much hope for our rail system, I'm afraid.
Anyone know the surname of Labour's Shadow Transport Secretary? He's called, you're called if you're listening, Andy McDonald. That's interesting. Do you vaguely recognise that?
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Good old Andy McDonald. Old Andy.
So various routes then have gone up by, I mean, way, way more than could possibly be reasonably expected. They're not in line with inflation or indeed people's salary increases.
It's outrageous. I mean, it is outrageous. And it's year on year on year, and every year they say it's for rail improvements. And you think, there have been that many increases that by now, surely my train should be pulled by a pride of golden magic swans from Brighton to London. I mean, if you turn up last minute to get a train from Manchester to London, it's actually cheaper to fly to Spain. And then get another flight back from Spain to London. That might be the cheapest way of doing than avoiding rail.
Maybe that is why Chris Grayling has gone to Qatar. He was trying to get...
Yeah.
But if you ask people that work for train companies, they would say that they've suffered from underfunding for years, and they say, well, we need this money to invest in infrastructure, which is basically business jargon for suck it up or learn to fly.
I pretty much share Zoe's experience. You Southern Rail from Brighton, and I'm aware that there's been a number of strikes. I try and remain neutral. I think it's perfectly possible that there is a justifiable reason why drivers of trains earn twice as much as people who drive vehicles which require the steering application. I understand there's a certain amount of tension over whether or not guards need to remain on trains, whether they need to employ guards. That seems to be a lot of the industrial action, certainly, that we've been experiencing. And I'm in favour of trying to keep people in employment, so I try and generate enough activity every time I take a train journey that they would feel that they really should have employed a guard to mitigate what went on. I mean, it's quite easy to get it started nowadays. You just play some loud music on your phone. I usually find a bit of Stormzy or a Grimy Rascal or one of these individuals. then you sit back and put your feet up on the passenger opposite, and pretty soon it'll all kick off, you know.
And you're creating opportunities.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I'm justifying their existence. That's how I did it.
We've become so used to rubbishy service, though, in this country. I was on a train not so long ago again. It was a Southern Rail train, and I got on the train, and the conductor came on. We were already 10 minutes late leaving Victoria. And he went, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about this." He went, "To be honest with you, I've even stopped telling my wife when to expect me home."
I think they should introduce three classes in order to rationalise the current ticket price structure, which will enable people who can't afford these increases. You have first class, which on Southern basically entitles you to a seat with an antimacassar. No other advantage whatsoever. Second class should be the guarantee of a seat, and third class should be a sort of cattle truck with some Velcro on the walls. And you could call that frottage class, if you like. And, you know, some people would probably relish the opportunity for a bit of human contact. We live in a world where loneliness is as much a killer as anything else.
I was on a really, really old train recently, the toilet was tiny. I went into the toilet and I thought, I can't hide in here for 3 hours.
You're using fashion technique there. The way to do it in terms of avoiding paying a ticket, which is what you're implying, is that you wait till somebody else goes into the toilet and then you knock on the door and say, "Tickets, please," and they pass them under the door.
This is the rail fares hike, with prices on routes nationwide being increased by up to 3.6%. This means an annual season ticket from, for instance, Cheltenham to London has gone up by £460. Still, that's a small price to pay for the luxury of spending 5 hours a day staring out of the window, wondering why you ever thought this was a life worth living. On the day the price rise came in, a faulty train...